The Sloppy Sorting Hat is a podcast that includes adult language and content, as well as spoilers from your favorite TV shows, movies, and books. It is also a zero-budget production that may sometimes have weird audio quirks. You have been warned, and this is your last warning.
It's the Sloppy Sorting Hat.
Welcome to the Sloppy Sorting Hat. This is a podcast where we sort characters from our favorite movies, books, and TV shows. But because the hat and we are a little sloppy, we will most likely get it wrong. I'm Amanda.
I'm Michelle.
And I'm Danny.
So today we've got games, more games, and other stuff because we are the ones who sort.
Nice. The Sloppy Sorting Hat is getting bad in this episode. Breaking bad.
Boo. Low effort.
I love it how Michelle didn't prepare and it was better than Danny's who did prepare.
Mine was amazing.
No, it was good. I'm just kidding. I just wanted to make that joke. All right, but first we need to get sloppy.
Ready, Fred? Ready, George? Bottoms up.
I'll start us off. So I am drinking a beer that is a collaboration between Stone Brewery and Modern Times Brewery. It is called the Wizards and Gargoyles. Hmm. I saw it at Giant Eagle. I thought it looks so cool. So this is the better beer of choice for Harry, Ron, and Hermione, and any other wizard who needs to ward off those bad-spirited Dementors. Just drink a bit of this and getting rid of those Dementors with the Patronus Charm just may become a little bit easier. Just some background on the beer. It is a coffee hazy IPA. It's so cool. So I really love coffee beer and I really love hazy IPAs. So it's very, I didn't think I would like it, but I actually do. It is a little bit hoppy, but after the first sip, once you get used to it, it's surprisingly good. It is at 7%, so it's that's really nice for an IPA, and it's actually a light-colored beer. Like, I feel like a lot of coffee beers are actually light-colored, which is still mind-boggling to me. I don't understand how they do it.
Hmm, cool.
Isn't the name awesome? I found it, and I was like, oh my God, I have to get this.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, good pick.
Sounds delicious.
All right, Danny, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Walter White Claw.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, it's black cherry. It's my favorite flavor, and that's enough for that.
Is it actually called Walter White Claw? Is it just White Claw?
It's just White Claw.
They do have a wine that's called the Sweet Walter White. I thought that was pretty cool. But
that question brought to you by the same person who didn't realize the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade was sponsored by Macy's until she was over the age of 25.
Listen, I didn't put two and two together, okay? Way to call me out, Mish. All right, Mish, what are you drinking?
I am drinking the Jackie O's Who Cooks For You. And
love that beer.
It's an amazing beer. It's my favorite beer.
I'm totally getting it because Walter White cooks the meth.
God damn it. Why are you going to skip on my fucking joke?
I can't love it. Sorry.
All right. Well, while we get sloppy, let's play Do You Break My Broom?
Besides, you don't even know how to fly. What an idiot.
For those of you who might not remember, this segment is where I'm lost somewhere in the wizardly world. I'm a little bit tipsy from all of my Who Cooks For You? Or it should it be called What Cooks For You? It's meth. And I call my sisters and I'm like, dude, I don't know where my broom at. Can you come get me? And I describe where I'm at and then they have to guess where I'm at. And that's how the game's played. All right, so I'm going to start describing this place. All right, I see a lot of benches.
King's Cross Station.
Not quite.
Okay.
I don't see
platform 9 3/4.
I don't see any people.
A church.
Yep, it's just a random church.
Because no one's at church.
You got it. Everything seems a little otherworldly and hazy to me.
Is it the Great Hall during the pandemic and nobody's there?
No, but good guess.
Okay.
I see Dumbledore.
Oh, hell. Is it the Great Hall? Just kidding.
Dumbledore. Is it King's Cross Station when Harry goes and dies? Well, it doesn't actually die, but you know what I mean?
Dumbledore. Yes, it is. It is Harry's mind manifesting King's Cross Station while he's kind of dead when Voldemort kills him before he comes back to life.
How the hell? Wait, is it really that?
Yeah, that's what it is.
How the hell did you get there?
I don't know. Come get me.
I don't know if we can. I don't know if I can get into Harry's mind.
Oh, good job, Amanda. We'll just leave her there. It's fine.
Guys, wait, no.
I think she'll wake up eventually. I think she's in a dream.
Oh, guys. Oh, I had the weirdest dream. I guess it's time to sort.
I guess so.
Before I sort, I just want to let everybody know that I prepared 0 minutes for this podcast. Normally, I prepare 5 minutes. So we're really going in blind, sort of just, you know, an experiment to see how it goes. It's science, bitches. All right. So I'll go first. I'm sorting Saul Goodman, or, you know, as I like to call him, Jimmy.
Slippin' Jimmy.
What's his fucking last name? I can't. McGill. Or like I like to call him Slippin' Jimmy McGill. I'm sorting Saul Goodman into Hufflepuff. Because he's just a great guy deep down. If you've ever seen Better Call Saul, you know he actually is just a great guy deep down. But if we're just focusing on Breaking Bad, you might not think he's a great guy deep down. But I would argue that he is. And here's some reasons why. He's super helpful when Walt and Jesse, you know, need help. Like that time that Walt told him he wanted to launder his $16,000 and Saul told him, great, after my 17% fee, you could buy a Subaru for your family. I mean, he's just trying to be helpful and let him know, like, that's not a lot of money and he's dumb. And there was also that time that he told Walt and Jesse, like, straight up, guys, you're not very good at this whole meth thing. So, you know, it's tough. And there's also that time on Better Call Saul when his friend died while he was trying to do one last con with Jimmy, and Jimmy felt really bad about it, and so that shows he has friends. So Hufflepuff.
Okay, I love it. Hufflepuff sounds really good to me.
Yeah, so I put him into Hufflepuff because he seems like he's very loyal to his clients. Like, he'll go above and beyond to do what they need him to do and to get them out of, like, really crazy situations, like, you know, drug dealing. And he really respects that client. What's that called? The client something.
Attorney privilege.
Yeah, that's it. That client attorney privilege. He's a great lawyer.
Mm-hmm. He's a great guy.
Plus, he's Slippin' Jimmy. So he's cool.
Slippin' Jimmy. Yeah, exactly. He cool. He came up with Saul Goodman. Like, Saul Good, man. I mean, that's a chill ass Hufflepuff attitude to have about life.
Wait, is that not his name?
No, first of all, his name is Jimmy McGill.
Is it really Saul Goodman? Is that like
that's really what he did.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay. Hufflepuff. Yeah, for that.
Chill as awesome. Fuck.
Mm. Chill.
All right. Great, Michelle.
Thanks.
I actually thought it was good.
Yeah, me too.
I'm up next with Mike Ehrmantraut. I think I said that right. I don't really know. I think that Mike is very much a badass character, and I could argue he is one of the most badass characters on the show. I'm putting him into Hufflepuff, and now I'm just realizing that I think everyone's going to go to Hufflepuff because everyone's actually Slytherin, but I'm sorting him into Hufflepuff because he shows he is actually very loyal to his boss, Gus. He's also very dedicated to setting up his daughter-in-law and granddaughter, Kaylee, for financial success, so dedicated that he literally gets into the drug dealing business. I mean, sure, he kills people, and his boss is a huge drug lord, and he's kind of a smartass, but he really values that loyalty trait, and he's a very hard worker. Everything Gus asks him to do, he does it very efficiently and asks no questions. Another aspect, I think he's very kind with his words when he assures Walt that when he says, I assure you, I can kill you from way over here if it makes you feel better. He's just trying to make Walt feel better. Or when he says, everyone sounds like Meryl Streep with a gun to their head. I mean, that's amazing. Who wouldn't want to sound like Meryl Streep? She's awesome.
He is awesome.
He also says, you know how they say it's been a pleasure? It hasn't. What a nice way to put that. He's even nice with his insults. Hufflepuff.
I think one thing that truly makes him a Hufflepuff is that he values honesty, like the honesty of just straight up being like, Walt, you're a dick when he's being a dick.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. Great. Yes, that is a great. Oh, my God. I can't think right now.
It's a great point.
Yes. Thank you. That is a great point, Mish.
I don't have anything to add about Mike.
Great.
But I'm going to come up next with Gus Fring. Gus Fring.
Gus okay. Fring should be a hat stall because at that time that he blowed up and like half his face came off. He's like a half and half kind of thing. Yeah. If you weren't going to make that joke, I just wanted to make sure I squeezed it in real quick.
I appreciate that because I did not make that joke. I don't get it.
Like that time that they blow him up?
No, I know that time, but why does that make him a hat stall? Oh, because they can't. I get it. Sorry.
Okay. Well.
Take me a second. All right.
I'm in charge of Gus, so I'm sorting Gus into Gryffindor. Don't you guys think it's super brave to hide in plain sight? Drug boss and chicken boss? Who would have thought? When I say Buck.
Oh my God, is this like a slam poetry spoken word?
Yeah, recording? Ready for this? You ready?
Yeah.
When I say Buck, you say Buck. Buck.
Buck.
Buck.
Buck.
Buck. Buck, 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 buck.
Buck, buck? Yeah, sorry, I'm sorry. You prepared that in advance? I don't feel that bad about my lack of preparation. Man.
I have more.
Oh, you have more? Like that?
No, not as good.
Okay. Great. Well, proceed, please.
Okay. He's also a Gryffindor because
he likes chicken.
Jesus. This is also a Gryffindor because he named his restaurant Los Pollos Hermanos, which translates to the chicken's brothers, which is a really strange name and seems like something a Gryffindor would come up with. But also now I want fried chicken. Thanks, Gus, you greedy Gryffindor. You're right. My preparation wasn't great.
Unlike the preparation of that sweet fried chicken.
Preparation H.
Yeah, also preparation H. Okay. I agree that he should be in Gryffindor because he bides his time for so long to get his revenge after his brother and chicken is killed. And that's the kind of thing a Gryffindor does. They're not reckless. They don't just rush in and think before they act. They take decades planning for the perfect revenge. So definitely a Gryffindor.
Yes, for sure. Well, I'm going to put him into Gryffindor because I think he's really brave for being one of the biggest drug lords ever.
Yeah.
That is. Yeah, that's it. That's the one. That's the sorting, guys. That one.
I'm up next with Walter White Jr. And I don't, like, who cares? Does anybody care? I don't care. I feel like he's in like two total episodes or something. Like, who cares? Who gives a shit?
I think, is he the one who really likes the pancakes?
Does
like
breakfast,
pancakes?
I believe.
Yeah. Oh, well, he's Hufflepuff. He's Hufflepuff, yeah. Sorted next.
I think that he's a Hufflepuff. All he does is care about loyalty, and he's really upset when his mom isn't loyal when she's, you know, banging Ted Bedecky. He gets upset when his dad's not loyal by being a drug lord and makes meth or something. So, yeah.
Ted hot, though.
I mean, he's definitely a Hufflepuff. We can't argue that.
That's actually his house. All right.
I assume he's like the only nice character on the show. So
right. So okay, maybe he's Slytherin because he.
It's okay. I don't mind keeping Walter White Jr. in the Hufflepuff house.
Okay, we'll keep him Huffle. The Puff.
Puff. We'll keep him Puff.
I'm up next with Marie Schrader. It is pretty clear that Marie is very reckless, so therefore I'm putting her into Gryffindor. When she gets stressed out, she turns into some crazy kleptomaniac and has some crazy fictional identity. If that doesn't scream Gryffindor, I don't know what does, right?
Sure.
When she finds out about Walter being a meth drug lord, she literally tries to take Holly, not thinking this could be kidnapping. Pretty reckless. She tells Hank that he should just tell the DEA that Walt is Heisenberg, even though he didn't have any real evidence. She tells Walt that he should just kill himself to unburden his family of criminal activity, which is just
smart.
Speaking on emotional. Well, okay. And then there was that time she was running around Skylar's baby shower shouting to everyone that the baby's name is going to be Esmeralda. Spoiler alert, Marie, the baby's name is Holly. And then she is insanely over the top and gives Skylar a diamond tiara, even though it was stolen. She demonstrates a lot of boldness by saying and doing whatever she wants and doesn't think about the consequences. And she seems to act out of emotion and her emotional urges. And all of these just show that she's in Gryffindor.
Yeah, I agree. I would put her into Gryffindor because it takes a lot of courage to make everything you own and wear purple.
Yeah, I mean, and that's such a bold, like, it's like
like purple. Like,
yeah, it's not purple. Purple. It's purple. it's like purple.
It's a crazy amount of purple. Like bold purple.
Yeah, it's like fucking purple.
I just feel like I need to say the word purple. I am going to sort Skylar White. Skylar is sometimes seen as a true villain of the series, but that's bullshit.
Woo!
Is she a great character? Not really, but the show is chock full of shitty characters. I'm going to put her into Ravenclaw. She was quick to realize something was up with her shady D-bag murdering meth kingpin husband, unlike everyone else around them, and made plenty of attempts to keep her family safe, including trying to start a divorce, then realizing it wasn't really in her best interest or the most intelligent choice at the time. She was also smart enough to realize, hey, we're making a shit ton of money, and found a way to brilliantly assist Walt in his illegal endeavors. And yeah, she does become kind of evil, but whatever. Basically, everyone in the show is evil, so whatever. She can go to Ravenclaw.
And yeah, smart enough to have an affair with Ted Bedecky.
You fucking bitch. Knew I was going to make that joke. And you stepped on it like a fucking Skylar. Jeez. No, but I totally agree, because like there are so many stupid, probably white, probably men on the internet who are like, oh, Skylar, oh, she's so lame. Oh, why doesn't she let Walt kill whoever he wants? Oh, I'm like, fuck off.
Yeah, for real.
You tell me.
It's really crazy how much hate she got, but
yeah, she did get a lot of hate.
Insane how much hate she got. It was so sexist.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you put in Ravenclaw, Danny?
Yes, I did. I think she's a smart lady.
Yeah, I think she's very smart, especially with the money laundering thing. I thought that was really smart.
Especially banging Ted.
Yeah. And banging Ted Bennecke. Aw. I just remember what happened to Ted.
Oh, what happened to Ted?
He gets paralyzed.
Yeah, he's paralyzed.
Oh, shit. I watched the show, I swear.
I'm just like, it's all coming back to me right now.
It's all coming back to her now. I'm up next, and I'm starting Hank Schrader. Schrader? Schroeder?
Schrader.
Schrader.
Hopefully.
And, you know, he's bald and whatever, so... I'm going to start Hank into Ravenclaw because he is super smart. It only takes him like 10 million years to figure out that his brother-in-law is Heisenberg.
I thought you were going to say that he's Ravenclaw because he's smart enough to get rid of all of his hair so he doesn't have to wash it.
Yeah. That
he's
too.
Smart enough to shave because he's bald. He's smart enough to be with Marie because he loves purple. No. For real though, I mean, like, it's embarrassing how long it took him to sniff Walt out. And I know he had like this idea of Walt being like weak and stupid. Well, not stupid, weak and boring and like whatever. But I mean, there's so many things that like were weird about Walt that should have indicated that something was up. And Hank really should have figured it out sooner. And he didn't even start figuring it out until he saw that book that was like,
Walter Whitman or something like that.
Yeah, the Walt Whitman book where the Gail had like,
yes,
made an inscription for Walt and put WW. And that's when he starts to piece it together, except like the book is by Walt Whitman. So like, how is this the puzzle piece that finally helped him figure it out? Like, I've never understood that train of thought. And I think it's mostly because the writers were like, oh, this show about to end, guess Hank gotta figure it out now. So Ravenclaw.
Yeah, it did end pretty abruptly, the show.
Well, kind of.
I mean, I could go on and on about the end of the show where people were like, yeah, Walt might have died, but he went out his way like a true anti-hero. And I'm like, no, he did not go out his way. The entire fucking show starts because he gets cancer and his ex offers him a bunch of money and he refuses to take it. And so he has to find another way to get money for his kids. So when he dies, like his family will be okay. And then at the end of the show, he has to get money from the same person he rejected money from all those years ago, because he's put himself in such a stupid fucking bind that there's no other option to make sure his family's taken care of. So we literally come full circle to him accepting the thing that started this whole fucking mess, and people are like, yeah, but what a badass.
Yeah,
Yeah. So are we sorting Walter White or Hank right now?
Oh, sorry. That's a great point. We're sorting Hank. We are sorting him into Ravenclaw.
I like Ravenclaw. I do want to just say that I think that when he was spending time with his family, he probably wasn't trying. He wasn't paying that much attention to his work. So ignorance isn't bliss. Isn't always bliss.
Yep. Right?
Did that make sense? Or did no. I just like, okay.
Whatever. Yeah, it makes me like really worried about the DEA, the way that it took him so long.
Right.
But whatever.
Like in real life, because this is still a TV show. Fictional.
It made me want to have a brother-in-law in the DEA so I won't get caught.
All right. So I'm up next and I'm sorting Jesse Pinkman and Yo 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 148. 3 to the 3 to the 6 to the 9. Representing the ABQ. What up, biatch? Leave it the tone. Obviously, only a Ravenclaw could come up with something this clever. So, Jesse's going into Ravenclaw. Some more examples of his witty Ravenclaw comments is when he's at the hospital when after Hank beats him up and then he's getting released and he's in that wheelchair that the nurse like rolls out. And he literally lights up a cigarette and the nurse says, oh, you have to be so many feet away from the hospital to smoke. And Jesse replies with, well, roll me further, bitch. I mean, obviously, just roll him further if you don't want him to smoke so close to the hospital. He also really loves science, which just makes him smart, like a Ravenclaw, obviously. And Jesse had his share of great ideas and schemes. He was very adaptive and ended up being able to make meth just as well as Walter White. And he really values originality. He is perfectly okay with saying yo and bitch all the time. He truly is a one of a kind.
I do think you're right with Ravenclaw because he is terrible, but he's smart when he goes to the Narcotics Anonymous just to sell meth. That's a pretty good move for his business.
I mean, that's the thing is like, he's not a stupid guy. He's just, you know, got some problems.
Mm-hmm.
Like he, you know, magnets. Like he knows.
Yeah, magnets.
So agree.
Yeah, he totally knew that magnet was going to destroy that laptop. So obviously Ravenclaw, only Ravenclaws know that. I just really love that voicemail. I really wanted to put it as my own voicemail for a while, you know, when I was like younger and watching this show when I was like in my young 20s. Glad I didn't do that.
Yeah, it's probably for the best. I'm up next. And guess who I have?
Eisenberg? Willy Wonka?
Nope. Is it the one who knocks?
It might be. It's Walter White.
Oh.
I know. Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. But Wally White is just a hard... Hey. I'm the one who sorts. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Wally White is just a hardworking science teacher. And hardworking science teachers go straight to Hufflepuff. He is super polite. He is the one who knocks.
At least he knocks, right? God.
Exactly.
He's not the one who busts the door down.
Yeah. He makes meth a really pretty blue color, and I like pretty colors. He made millions of dollars, and we know Hufflepuffs are known to be the rich one percenters.
Right. How do we know that?
Oh, because Danny and I are billionaires.
Duh.
Oh, got it.
Anyway, and he thought about saving Jane, and it's always the thought that counts.
Oh.
Damn.
All right, got me with that one. Oh gosh. Okay.
God, it's so dark. I love you so much. Oh God.
Okay, and Walt was responsible for approximately 167 deaths, but they were all bad drug people, so it was really for a good cause. And last but not least, he basically sacrificed himself to save Jesse, so he's a true Hufflepuff.
Oh, that was a great sorting. I have nothing to add.
Perfect.
Oh my God. That was so good.
I spent all my time on Wally and making up that little bok bok tier.
Oh, that might have been one of the best sortings ever, Danny. Good job.
Yeah. That definitely ranks up there with Gale as a Death Eater at the end.
Yeah. All right. Well, this next segment is kind of like meth chemistry. And I like science, and I'm a bitch, so I'm a science bitch. And it's actually just the magical mashup.
Magical mashup.
Oh, God, okay. We're all so goofy tonight.
And I really don't have anything great, so. Okay, I found a couple memes that mashed Harry Potter and Breaking Bad together. First, Walter White saying his famous "I am the one who knocks" line, but the lights just go out. You know, N-O-X, knocks. there's a meme from the end of Harry Potter Deathly Hallows Part 2 from the scene where Albus Severus is talking to like Harry, but this is with Jesse. And it goes like this. "But Dad, what if I'm a bitch? Walter Gustavo Pinkman, you were named for 2 meth kingpins. One of them was a bitch, and he was probably the bravest I ever knew."
Oh, I love it.
And last, this is just kind of like an added thing. It's not really a mashup, but Tom Felton has admitted to being mistaken as Aaron Paul a few times. And like, I don't know if you guys have looked at it, but they really do kind of resemble each other.
I don't know.
One time he was so deep in the conversation and he just had to go with it when he realized they thought that that person thought he was talking to Aaron Paul. So he just started throwing out, "Yo, bitches."
That's awesome. Oh, Tom Felton's so great.
He really is. They also had Tom and Aaron had a Twitter combo about Tom being Aaron's little stoner brother in Breaking Bad while it was still on. And I think that would have really been a great addition to the show.
Oh, it would have been amazing.
Oh, yeah, that would have been great. That
would have been hilarious.
It would have been awesome for this podcast, for this segment.
Yeah, <would've. laughs> damn, what a missed opportunity for us.
Why didn't they think of that for us? Come on.
That's okay, because next up we have Mad-Eye Moody Libs.
Are you barking, Matt?
In Mad-Eye Moody Libs, one of us finds a monologue from the Harry Potter books or movies, and then we take out some words, and then the other two have to fill them in. So let's get started. First, I need a noun.
Science.
Another noun.
Bitches. Bitch.
A holiday.
Halloween.
And a time of day.
Noon.
Herb.
Did you say an herb?
Marijuana.
Yeah. Trees.
Verb.
Oh. Run.
Every time.
Oh, did I do it wrong?
You always say run for the first verb.
No. Okay, we don't have to do it again. Cooking.
Adjective.
Blue.
And a noun that's a thing.
Meth. Is that a noun? Did I do that one right?
Yeah.
No, this one's a questionable segment for me.
Okay, verb that ends in ing.
Laundering.
A noun that's plural.
How about purples? No. Okay. And a plural noun.
Yeah.
This shouldn't be so hard. Hats.
Yeah. verb that ends in ed.
Died.
A noun.
Magnet.
Character's name.
Andromeda.
Andromeda Tonks.
Andromeda Tonks.
You noun.
Chicken brother.
Adjective.
Bog.
That's not an adjective.
I know, but I thought it was funny.
Bald.
A verb that ends in ed.
Chased.
Okay. Adjective.
Corny.
Horny?
I said corny, but you can go with horny.
Wait, is this actually an adjective?
Yeah, corny motherfucker.
Okay, actually, it's supposed to be a noun. Sorry.
Okay. Corn.
Okay. verb ending in ed.
camped.
Body part.
Oh. Corpse.
No.
I mean, we can, but that's fine.
Arm.
Kind of like corpse.
All right, penis.
Oh, what about penis?
Let's do penis. Okay. Noun that's a thing.
Beer.
Noun.
Did we already use meth? Yeah, I think we used that already.
Mm-hmm. Let's do chemistry. Okay. Chemistry.
I think we already used that too. Physics.
No because she didn't use
science. Science.
Okay, let's go with verb. This is the last one.
Knock.
Ooh, nice.
Okie dokie, here we go. This is from Ron Weasley. That scene in Deathly Hallows Part 2 with the deluminator and the little ball of light. Here we go. The science. It doesn't just turn off, bitch. I don't know how it worked, but Halloween at noon, I was cooking in this blue meth, laundering away from some hats. And I dyed it. A magnet. Your magnet, Andromeda Tonks. He said, my chicken brother. Just my chicken brother. Like a bald. So I took it, chased it, and this bald ball of corn appeared. And I knew it camped towards me. The ball of corn. Right through my penis. Straight through beer. Right here. And I knew chemistry was going to knock me where I needed to go.
Oh, that was amazing. Oh my God. That was amazing. The corn was
straight through my penis. I love it. A lot of characters lie on this show, but not us. It's time to spill that Veritaserum.
The time has come for answers. Have you brought the Veritaserum?
I have questions. Justin wanted to ask some questions.
Okay. Just one, please.
Just one.
Okay. What would you order off the trolley?
Anything from the trolley, dear?
I would have ordered nothing because we were Poe.
What the hell is Poe?
Poor.
You would have had your sandwiches like Ron?
Yeah, Mom would have pulled out one of those disgusting turkey sandwiches from the freezer where she'd literally just slap one piece of turkey between two pieces of bread and then put it in a baggie and put it in the freezer and then refuse to believe how disgusting it was for years.
Until
she ate one and was like, oh God, this is gross. Yeah, I've been telling you that for years. That's what I would have had on the train and I would have got nothing from the trolley.
Okay.
I would get the chocolate.
But if my new friend Harry Potter came and he had mad gold and he bought me some treats, I'd be getting them chocolate frogs because one, I love chocolate. Two, I love frogs. Three, it's interactive. So you get a little bit of exercise when you eat it.
Oh my God. I love it. I was going to say chocolate frogs because I like chocolate and I like frogs and I like trading cards.
Oh, and also trading cards. Yeah, exactly. It's the perfect treat for a young wizardly.
Wizardly. Also, if they have any pumpkin pasties, I'll get that too. Pasties? Is it pasties?
I think it's pasties because pasties are those little things you put on your nipples when you're running.
Pumpkin pasties because I like pumpkin.
No, mm-hmm. I don't.
I like pumpkin. I like pasties. And, you know, it's like a pie.
I'd probably go with a cauldron cake. I like cake.
Cake is good.
And maybe something to drink, like butterbeer. Does the trolley witch have butterbeer?
Yeah, why not?
She can just vacuum it.
Yeah, she has everything. Butterbeer, chocolate frogs, marijuana.
Cauldron cakes.
She has meth. She has room. She has acid.
Blue sky meth.
You can drop acid on the train. She's got Hershey from Ramus Hershey. She has everything.
Ramus.
She has corn. You know, she has condoms. She's got like kale smoothies that she just makes like right there at the trolley. Like
gross. What about guac? Does she make fresh guac?
Yeah, she makes fresh guac at your compartment.
Okay, I want guac and tortilla chips. I want a cauldron.
Oh, sorry, she's not a tortilla chip.
Does she have tacos? You can just get the tacos with guac.
She has tacos. So what you can do is get the tacos and then you can dump all the filling out and then break the taco up into chips and then dip your guac in dip that in your guac.
I'll just take a butterbeer.
Thanks for listening, guys. We hope you enjoyed our Breaking Bad episode.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you read that the way it's written? We hope you enjoyed our Breaking Bad episode.
Yes. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed our Breaking Bad episode. Don't forget to like, rate, save, subscribe, or whatever you're supposed to do so you don't miss an episode. Please follow us on Instagram at sloppy.sorting.hat and Twitter at sloppysorting. Feel free to send us questions and suggestions. We always love getting them because we hardly ever get them, so send them. Until next time, stay sloppy.
Yo, Gatorade me, bitch.